A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. Lifting up his eyes to heaven, Jesus prayed, saying, Holy Father, keep them in your name that you have given me, so that they may be one, just as we are one. When I was with them, I protected them in your name that you gave me, and I guarded them, and none of them was lost except the son of destruction, in order that the scripture might be fulfilled. But now I am coming to you. I speak this in the world, that they may share my joy completely. I gave them your word, and the world hated them because they do not belong to the world any more than I belong to the world. I do not ask that you take them out of the world, but that you keep them from the evil one. They do not belong to the world any more than I belong to the world. Consecrate them in the truth. Your word is truth. As you sent me into the world, so I sent them into the world. And I consecrate myself for them, so that they also may be consecrated in truth. The Gospel of the Lord. In the 1990s, Chant was an album performed by the Benedictine monks of Santo Domingo de Silos from Spain. It became the best-selling record of Gregorian chant ever. Emerging in 1994, it was a number 3 on the Billboard 200 chart. Undoubtedly, you too have heard Gregorian chant, and perhaps without even knowing any of its history and without understanding its technical musicality, you found your head cocked, your ears listening, your soul watching for the invitation to enter deeper, ever deeper. So why would music that goes back to the 6th century Palestine have such an attraction, elicit such affection and longing for more in our contemporary world? May I suggest, chant evokes a different relationship with time. While precious, time in chant is not scarce. Rather, it seems to transcend chronological time. Seconds, minutes, hours melt, and we are left only with now. We move from Greek chronos, chronological time, into kairos, where time is not given a numerical measure, but a soul measure, the measure of experience, qualitative experience. When we are in a kairos now, we intuitively know that we are on the threshold of something meaningful, something transcendent. As Jesus prays for us today, it is a kairos moment. That they may be one as we are one. Consecrate them in the truth. Your word is truth. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. Christ, who is truth, prays that we may be consecrated, set apart in, and yet completely immersed in the relationship he has with his Father. He prays that we can grasp this sacred, transcendental character and presence of the one with whom he has been since the beginning. Because Christ knows when we let go of our distorted sense of being separated from the holy, we will share completely in the divine joy, if only in a fleeting moment of a glimpse of our belonging in the eternal now. Like a Gregorian chant, Christ's words take us into a new depth dimension unlike any dimension our world around us can offer. If we listen closely, we can hear in His words a single melody, a melody that rises within us like water in a well, rising within us in a fullness of time, centering us in the present. This is a soul measure. Christ's words today remind us that our home is in the time of Kairos, not a time measured by starting and stopping, but time available in proportion to the task at hand. Our task today is to be available for the consecration Christ is praying us into, that we may be one as He and His Father are one, and that our joy may be complete.